Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is part of our Classics Collection, a series of select rebroadcasts. Some programs can be used by God to bring people to Jesus Christ, and that's our purpose. Here's one of those shows. As you listen, open your heart to what the Lord is saying to you through the incredible story of Terry Hitchcock.
This is the story of Terry Hitchcock and the two marathons that shaped his life, the one he ran and the one he lived.
The five of us was a very tight family, fun, telling jokes. I got a call one day from Sue, and she said, would I mind coming home? She said, I just came back from the doctor's. The doctor said I had breast cancer. When Sue died, I said to God, how come not me? But I think I had a lot to learn. I began to appreciate what single parents go through. Someone had to get out there and talk about what these kids need and what these families need. I said, I want to do a marathon a day.
Now into the unknown.
You look at this guy, you do not think this is a marathon runner. Well, he's 56 years old, he's on high blood pressure medication, and I don't think he's really ever run before.
What did I get myself into?
Numbing cold, stifling heat, uphill, downhill, day after day.
You know, his feet were just eaten up from the constant pounding he was taking.
I started to feel real dizzy, everything started getting red, I'm getting chest pains. I felt that this was a calling for me. If I could just get out on the highway, somehow I could tell the story of what I knew kids were going through.
Dr. Terry Hitchcock, millions of children in this country are being raised by single.
It was very cold.
There are all kinds of side effects from not getting recovered.
It was 24 hours a day.
Now the people around you are starting to go away too.
Do not want to lose my dad.
Every one of us can do something. Be a hero. Be somebody's hero.
In 1996, at the age of 57, Terry Hitchcock ran the equivalent of 75 consecutive marathons in 75 consecutive days. He traveled over 2,000 miles to bring awareness to the financial and emotional hardships faced by single parents and their children. These everyday heroes who run quiet yet extraordinary daily marathons. Terry Hitchcock, he has proved that impossible is only a word. You know, as usual, as we begin our show, we want you to know that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to bring you the hope and love of Jesus Christ and to lead you closer and closer to Him. And it's our hope that this show, with our special guest today, Terry Hitchcock, will do just that and fill your heart and lift you up like never before. Terry Hitchcock is a motivational speaker, an author, consultant. His story is featured in the movie, the new movie, My Run, the Terry Hitchcock story. Terry, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny. It's, believe me, an honor and a pleasure. Thank you.
Terry, take us back take us back to the actual movement in your heart, that which caused such inspiration for you to do this unimaginable, literally unimaginable feat. Where did it all start?
Well, oh gosh, it goes way back in my life. My early childhood was filled with really very tough days. I was part of broken homes and kidnapping. I was in a street gang, and my grandfather and grandmother kind of came into my life, and I went to live with them about the seventh grade. And it was at that point in my life where God certainly came into my life, although I know he'd been guiding me in those tough earlier days, but I just knew he was there. And this town in Vermont, North Troy, really a town of about 300 or 400 people, just, you know, basically everyone gave me a hug and gave me stability and love. And my grandfather, every day it seemed like, would say to me, Terry, there's nothing in life that you can't accomplish. Nothing will be impossible for you. Don't let anybody take your dreams away from you, and that God will always be with you. And it was during those years that I began to kind of change, if you will. My faith became quite strong, and I just knew that, I guess I've always known that God was with me and obviously carrying me many times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so as I grew up, I just always felt his presence and was blessed to meet Sue, my first wife, who guided the family, if you will, three children, myself, and sadly, in 1985, she passed away from breast cancer at a very, very young age, early 30s.
Then you suddenly found yourself as a single parent, having to raise your three children. Did something happen at work, you know, during the time when you were caring for her and, you know, shortly after she passed? Did something happen?
Actually, yes. I was a senior officer of a company, a large company, and I had gone to the board and said, you know, my wife is ill, I need to go home, and actually I submitted my resignation, and the board would not accept it. And so I went home, and I was gone for about 2 months, 7 or 8 weeks, and then Sue passed away, and at that time I was sort of, in some respects, I guess, a typical male. I was the provider, so I really just, I had to get back to my job. That was kind of a comfort level for me, and I really didn't know how to raise my three children at that point. So I just couldn't wait to get back to my office. So a couple days after the funeral, I went back to my office, and my boss was the chairman of the board, and I said, well, I'm ready to get back now, if you could bring me up to date. And it just, I remember that morning, it felt so good to be back there. And my boss was looking out the window, and he said, boy, it's a beautiful day. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, I know what he's going to say next. I really could have wrote the script. And he turned around and he said, I'm sorry, Terry. And I lost my job, you know. And I mean, I know the reason, because being gone for 2 months and I was part of a team that was turning around the company, and the insecure managers, if you will, were there, and they thought maybe at some point I might ask them to leave. And so they did me in, if you will, and my boss was kind of Mr. Milquetoast. And so 2 days after the funeral, the same week as I lost Sue, I lost my job, and it was terrible. It was devastating. And So I went home and sat on my bedroom floor and I cried. I didn't know what to do. Mm. I felt I had nothing left in my life. And then my children came home and kind of sat beside me and hugged me. And I realized that I had lost my wife, but not my family, and that I was still very, very blessed.
You know, Terry, today, with the economic crisis that we are in our country, I just know that what you just said is touching somebody at a very point of gut level relatability. Just to know and just to envision, just to see where you were at that time, how low things had gotten, and yet what you have done and what God has done through you and the hope that you continue to bring to so many people. Terry, you know, you've got a new movie coming out. Terry Hitchcock has a movie. It's called My Run, the Terry Hitchcock story. It's a 10-time award-winning film narrated by Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton. It's showing one night only. Catch this now. One night only, March 31st at 7 p.m. in 500 movie theaters nationwide. You can go ahead and buy tickets and invite friends and family to go check this out. You can secure tickets. They're $12.50 each at the My Run. And the My Run team, the movie team, will donate a portion to Lance Armstrong's organization, Live Strong, which promotes healthy living and the fight against cancer. You say, well, Danny, what about in Hawaii? Where is it showing in Hawaii? Two theaters in Hawaii. The Prince Kuhio Theaters, number 9 on Hilo, in Hilo, and the Dole Cannery 18 Theater in Honolulu. Where can you find out more information? Visit www.myrunmovie.com. MyRunMovie.com. You can also purchase tickets there and get more information. You can actually see the trailer that you heard, and it's the vividness, the gripping aspect of the story will just draw you in. MyRunMovie.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Terry Hitchcock, and I want to find out from him, from his standpoint, what is it that single parents go through? Maybe you are a single parent. Maybe you've been from a single parent family. You'll relate with what he says, but there are some people who don't even know, who don't even realize. And when we come back from our break, Terry's going to share that with us and so much more. We're really just getting started here. He's got so much to share and so much benefit for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Terry Hitchcock.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you on.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's so good to have you with us. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program, which is part of the Classics Collection of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a listener-supported program. Your involvement is very important in bringing Christ's hope to others. To find out more about our show, along with other resources for living the good life, to find out how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and even to find out how to partner with us, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, here's more with Terry Hitchcock. Terry Hitchcock is the man who ran 75 marathons in 75 days. An incredible story that has now been made into a movie. It's narrated by Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton. It's called My Run, the Terry Hitchcock story. Terry, you know, you've been described by the media as a real-life Forrest Gump. What is a memorable story you can tell us that happened during your 75 mega-marathon runs that really touched your heart?
Well, there's many, obviously, because I was really running through the heart of this wonderful country. I think I'd like to maybe tell you two stories, because one is a very quick story about my running. I was in Kentucky, and it was a beautiful day, I remember. It was just lovely with sun and no traffic on the highway. And I heard to my left, maybe 20 feet away, the breaking of branches. And I looked over there, and there was this big black object backing out of the woods. And it was a bear. And it was a big bear. And I remember looking down to my feet and said, "Feet, don't fail me now." And so I started running as fast as I could. Mm-hmm. The bear was scared, and the bear started running, and for about 300 feet, we literally ran together. It was remarkable. This bear it was obvious that it was scared. It knew I was there, but it didn't know how to get out of the way, and I didn't know what to do. I just knew I had to keep going, and so finally, the bear went back into the forest, and I literally just stood there, and I didn't know if I should laugh or what I should do. And then I just continued looking over my shoulder to make sure I didn't have a chance meeting with the bear again. The other story, which is so very, very special to me, I was north of St. Louis, and NBC was following me all day. And I remember thinking, well, that means if they're going to be with me, I have to look like a runner. I have to run fast. And by that time, I'm really in a lot of pain. By that time, both of my ankles are fractured. My left kneecap is fractured because of the pressure I've been putting in, on my body. And so, but I told NBC, okay, you can go with me today. So I'm running fast, and I'm heading towards St. Louis, and they're following me with their big white truck with NBC on it. And so now we're getting into the city, and every other block, here's the white truck, and here's the cameraman and taking pictures and so forth. And all of a sudden, I'm now a part of St. Louis where there's, on each side of the road, there's burned out cars and boarded up windows and torn down buildings. And I mean, it looked like a bomb went off. And there's street gangs. I mean, it's obvious there's, that's a street gang over there, and they're clapping or thumbs up, and mothers are coming out of their homes with the boarded up windows, and they're hugging me, and men are coming over and shaking my hand. And I probably have maybe 25 or 30 young kids that are running with me. And I mean, it's a celebration. It's a wonderful time. And I thought, wow, this is just great. And I finally get through this part of the city, and now I'm down to the arch, and there's the big white truck with NBC on the side. And I got down to them, and I said, hey, where were you guys back there? And this one cameraman very seriously looked at me, and he said, well, Terry, you were running through East St. Louis. Nobody goes into East St. Louis and comes out. And I just looked at him, because to me, it was a wonderful, joyous celebration of everybody kind of giving hugs, and everybody knew my purpose in life and what I was doing. And so to me, it was a wonderful, joyous occasion. And I remember thinking in the next couple of days as I was running, now, what was that all about? Was God wanting me to learn something? And finally, I realized that really was the heart of America. That really was people knowing that I was real, that I was doing something right from my heart, and my passion and my purpose was pure. And they really just wanted to celebrate with me and help me in any way they could so I could continue.
Well, and I just, like I said before, it's just hard to fathom how you endured such a beating on your own joints and ligaments and bones. But I'm sure that must have really lifted up your spirits to experience that.
Oh, it did, because I could look in their faces and I could tell that, I mean, this was a time to celebrate, that someone was coming through their life who really, truly cared, and that I was uplifting their life that moment and showing them that kind of there's nothing in life that you really can't accomplish. And they knew that. And, I mean, the hugs were just wonderful hugs, if you will. I had men come up to me that was twice my size and, you know, shaking my hand and have tears in their eyes. And they say, I just want to thank you for my family. I just want to thank you for showing my children that they can do something more important in their life.
You know, Terry, I've got to ask it. I'm sure people are wondering, you know, one marathon in one day. I mean, we have the Honolulu Marathon every year here in Hawaii. And, you know, we've got massage tents set up. I mean, for people that, you know, after they're done with their 26 miles and they get cared for. And, you know, it's understandable that some people might not be able to walk or barely be able to walk. Now, you did this consecutively for 75 days. You know, I mean, how, you know, you said it fractured, you got fractured bones, and how did you keep going?
Well, obviously, my own personal belief in the Lord was a very important part of my run. You know, I would look back many times, and, you know, there was just one set of footprints, believe me. But, you know, I reflected on so many things, not only my faith, and I believe that I had a purpose to do this, there was a reason, and but also I would look back on the day before where a little girl would come up to me and give me a message or give me a hug or a family that was destitute but gave me $5 that was crumpled up in their hand that they needed much more than I did, but mm-hmm. had to take it because it was that important to them. Two 85-year-old young ladies who wanted to run a short distance with me because they, too, had been single parents, and they just wanted to honor what I was attempting to do. It goes on and on. Every day there was something that I could reflect back on that caused me to go another day. There is one story that I'll share with you briefly that made it worthwhile to go all the way to Atlanta. One day there was a group of media in front of me, and as I got up to them, it was a television crew, and they were putting on their powder and silver umbrellas, and the man said, "Now, Terry, this is going to be live TV." And I said, "Okay." And every day I was interviewed two or three times, so the questions were about the same each time, and they started off with the same questions, why are you doing it, and so forth. And then all of a sudden, this one question that I'd never heard anybody ask me before, the question was, "Terry, if President Clinton was here, what would you say to him?" And I really had to dig deep to come up with a good answer. And so I looked into the camera, and I said, "Mr. President, are children the future of this country?" And somebody off camera said, "Well, of course." And so I looked back in the camera and I said, "Well, Mr. President, if our children are the future of this country, then how come you don't have a Secretary of Children?" And everybody on that TV crew just kind of, you know, took a deep breath. And I remember thinking, if I have to crawl to Atlanta, someday I'm going to make that happen or see that happen. Because every day I would talk to kids and families, and I would hear about, well, no one cares about us, or no one's home, or whatever. And every classroom I went into, I would ask the question, how many are from single-parent families? And the answer was always at least 40% or more. And so I was privileged to see the real heartbeat of this country. And my goal in life, however I get it done, is to someday sit down with that decision maker at the top and convince him or her that we need someone to represent our children if they are, in fact, our future.
Terry Hitchcock has a new movie. It's soon to be released March 31st, 7 p.m., across 500 theaters across the country. The movie is entitled My Run, The Terry Hitchcock Story. It's a 10-time award-winning film narrated by Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton. Go to myrunmovie.com. That's www.myrunmovie.com to purchase tickets. Go ahead and make arrangements to be there one night only, March 31st, 7 p.m., myrunmovie.com. For more information, you can take a look at a very dynamic trailer that tells the story. 75 marathons in 75 days, this man, Terry Hitchcock, is running for a higher purpose. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk some more with Terry and find out about this movie, how it all came to be after a few years had gone by and the accomplishment of this incredible feat. This movie that's been named Best Documentary and received awards, many awards, for what it tells as a story of hope and life for many of our young people, for many of our families. Terry likes to say, be a hero, be somebody's hero. We'll be back with Terry Hitchcock.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinetan Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm so happy that you're with us today. Living for a cause greater than yourself. That's the special story of our guest today. This is a special rebroadcast as part of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show's Classics Collection. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is listener-supported. It's partners like Burt's Union Service and Michael Beasley of Kaiani that make it possible for us to present Terry Hitchcock to you today. And for that, I'm very grateful. Now, here's more from Terry Hitchcock. Our featured guest, Terry Hitchcock, we've got him on with us all the way from Minnesota. And Terry is ran 75 marathons in 75 days and lives to talk about it, to tell about it. Terry, you know... You talk a lot about single-parent families It's like the drum beat, the undercurrent, the tide that kind of moves you. Give us a glimpse. What is it like on the inside of being a single parent?
Well, it's not easy. It's tough. We're talking about 35 million plus parents and their children. Significant number. And you know, it's every day is kind of their own daily marathons. I mean, you're trying to figure out, how do I raise my children? How do I do that in balance with perhaps one or two jobs?
Mm-hmm.
How do I keep everything going? What happens sometimes, or many times, your friends aren't really always there anymore because you're really a little different now. You know, either you lost a spouse or you're divorced or you're just there trying to survive that day. And it's a struggle. It's a battle. It's you want everything that you can for your children, but you really can't do that. It's depression. It's scary times. And it's very lonely. And, you know, the word hope keeps coming up. I how do I get through this moment in time? It's all of those feelings. And it isn't understood by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they see you and they think you're okay, but you're not. You're searching for an answer to get through that moment. And it's the word struggle is just very appropriate.
You lived through it. What helped you the most?
Well, certainly my faith, because I knew God was with me, and I felt that he was really wanting me to learn, and because I remember thinking, you know, why? In fact, I asked God, why did you take my wife? She was 8 years younger than me. Why didn't you take me? And the answer was obvious. I had a lot more to learn. I remember one of my neighbors coming up to me one day and saying, you don't really know how many times your wife really helped me and other people in the neighborhood. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, for example, in my case, I was an alcoholic, and she sat down at our home for lunch one day, and after we talked, I never drank again. She said, your wife was an angel. And mm-hmm. And I started thinking, well, maybe I'm the one that had a lot more to learn yet. And so I really feel that that was what was happening in my life, that God wanted to use me and to have me as a teacher, but I still had a lot more to learn and understand before I could stand up in front of others and share my life and to, again, be a teacher.
You know, Terry, thank you for at least giving us even a sliver of what it's like. You know, for people that have not experienced that. And I know, as you already said, you know, the fragmentation of family and the fragmentation of society continues to increase. I mean, when you talk about a number like 35 million, it's hard to wrap our minds around it, but it comes back to individual lives, a mother, a father, a child that's living in that, that place of isolation and a place where they're not understood. And I appreciate you expressing what you've expressed, especially from the platform that you have to communicate that. Now, Terry Hitchcock's movie, it's entitled My Run. It can be, you can find out more about it at myrunmovie.com. That's www.myrunmovie.com. Now, of course, as you're listening to the show, you might be thinking, oh, I wish my niece could hear this, or my uncle, or my auntie, somebody that you know of that could really connect with where Terry is or where he has been and what he's been communicating, well, you can access our radio show anytime, 24/7. Go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Go ahead and invite them to listen in, and they'll be moved and inspired, and God will touch them through this. You know, Terry, my run, your story, the story of your achievement is in the film festival circuit, and it's won already 10 Best Documentary Awards to date. Terry, how does it feel to be the subject of an award-winning documentary that's received so much positive attention?
Well, first of all, I'm honored. I mean, I'm a quiet guy. I never thought that attention would be given to my life, but it's obvious that I'm just a vehicle, and God wants to use me this way, and I'm blessed with what has been happening. I mean, this film, film festivals, was so dynamic. I mean, people would be sold out every time, and
wow.
and it was. I mean, I have to tell you one story that many that comes out of it, because what we would have question and answers after every showing, and usually it was the producer, director, and myself, and this one man in Sedona stood up and he said, I came here because I'm an ultra marathoner. I came here to see if I could learn more about running from you, Terry, but I really have learned something much more important in my life. And he looked down to the woman who was sitting with him, and she stood up, and he looked at her, and he said, what I've learned from this movie is I have to love my wife even more.
Oh.
And it was such a precious moment. This very large man, who obviously was a runner, very athletic, this is what he came out of the movie with. And I mean, I can't tell you the hugs and the tears and the people who just took something from the film and said, that's going to help me with my own life. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, March 31st, 7 p.m., 500 movie theaters nationwide. My Run, the Terry Hitchcock story, this 10-time award-winning film. It's narrated by Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton. It's showing here in Hawaii at the Prince Kuhio Theaters 9 in Hilo and the Dole Cannery 18 here in Honolulu. www.myrunmovie.com. You go there to purchase tickets. Go ahead and visit there. Terry, when we come back, I'd like you to talk to us about, you know, this movie has come up. It was in 1996 that you achieved this great feat for a great and greater cause. But you travel all over as a speaker, a motivational speaker, a consultant. I'd like for you to share with us about those opportunities that God has opened for you to minister to people, you know, in we're talking about the movie now, but you've been pounding the pavement, so to speak, continuously reaching out to people all through the years. And when we get back, I'd like for you to share that with us and a few more important things. We'll be back with more from Terry Hitchcock. Stay with us. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Amashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Amashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. This is a special rebroadcast presented by The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show as part of our Classics Collection, providing a connection with stories of faith and life from our featured guests. If you're just joining us, you may say, hey, how can I get the rest of the show? I've caught some of it. Well, that's easy. Just visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to get the whole show. Someone might even say, what about having a relationship with Jesus? I hear you, Danny, talking about this from time to time. Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. There's a Get to Know Jesus tab. Go ahead and click that. I've got something specially made for you. Check that out. We also have other resources. Some of you may want to even take the next step with us and join our support team, as our ministry is listener-supported. If you want to bring Christ's love and hope to people like your family members and friends, click the Partners tab, and we have various ways in which you can join in with us. Now, here's more with our guest today, Terry Hitchcock. Enjoy. Terry Hitchcock is the man who ran 75 marathons in 75 days. He's the subject of a new movie. The movie is entitled My Run. It's his feature story, the story of Terry Hitchcock. It's going to be playing on March 31st, one night only, 7 p.m., in 500 movie theaters across the country. You can purchase tickets and get more information, even see a compelling trailer of the movie at www.myrunmovie.com. Myrunmovie.com. You know, Terry, it's been, 15 years since you accomplished this spectacular feat. But you've been continuing. I mean, you've been out touching people, reaching people through your speaking. Tell us about these opportunities that God has opened for you.
Well, it seems like every week there's somebody asking me if I could speak to their group or their company, mm-hmm, or their church. Even prisons. I've been in a number of prisons, and if anybody has ever been in a prison, kind of the standing rule is you can't physically touch an inmate, and they, right, can't chew. And I actually recently, for example, I was in a prison where there were 300 female inmates, and I had been speaking for, oh gosh, maybe 45 minutes, and there was a hand come up, and I said yes, and this inmate said, Terry, all the things you've been through in life, you must have some sort of faith. And depending on the audience, I don't always show my faith because you don't know who's in the audience. And so I'm very careful at that. And I said, well, yes, actually, I do have a faith. And I went on to explain my faith. And when I got done, maybe a minute later, 300 inmates stood up and clapped. And I thought, wow. So that allowed me to change how I was speaking and sharing. And so I went on for about another half hour, and I stopped, and then we had Q&A. And then, and you can picture this room of 300 audience, and then around the outside of the room were maybe a dozen guards. And I had one on each side of me, and then this one woman raised her hand. She said, can I come up and get a hug? Well, I forgot the rules, so I said, sure, come on up. And as she's walking up, I look over at the administrator, and she's just covering her head with her hands and kind of shaking her head as if to say, Terry, what did you do? So we couldn't change the direction of the inmate. She came up, and she slid between the guards that were surrounding me, and she gave me a hug and a kiss on the cheek, and then she went back. And when she was sitting down, 300 hands went up. And I knew what that meant. I looked over at the administrator, and she had her back turned away from me now, just saying, oh, my gosh, Terry, what did you do? And finally she turned around and looked at me, and she just shrugged. And so that day I physically got 300 hugs. And it happens all the time. My wife, I remarried in 1999, and Marianne is her name, and Marianne said, how do you know when you've had a successful talk? And I said, well, I count the number of hugs. And then I smile, and she said, yeah, you really do, don't you? And I said, yeah, I get so many hugs from people, whether it's a CEO or whoever it is, people will take something that I say, and it helps them with their own life.
Terry, you also wrote a book. Is entitled A Father's Odyssey.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Well, it's really my life story. I originally wrote it as a gift and a legacy to my children and a gift to my friends. And then people started requesting it to a point where I almost couldn't keep up with the demand. And I decided, even though you could get it in a store, I decided I wanted to autograph each one, personalize it, put a letter with it and some special bookmarks and stuff. So, you know, I have the book. It's on my website. The website is just simply terryhitchcock.com. But I give the proceeds to three charities, to breast cancer, to diabetes, and to Asperger's, or autism, if you will. Just my way of giving back, and it's a very powerful story in the book about survival and never giving up in my own personal faith.
The book is A Father's Odyssey. You can get that book at terryhitchcock.com. Terry, I'd like for you to give a parting shot as we begin to wrap up our show today. You know, somebody at this very moment, as they're listening to our show, they're facing what seems like, what feels like an insurmountable challenge. They feel, figuratively speaking, like their ankles are cracked, their kneecap is fractured, and they can't find it within themselves, just the way things are, to carry on. It could be a single parent. It could be a father. It could be someone who's in a family. They're married, but very lonely. It could be a younger person who's just struggling with direction in life. Financial challenges, health challenges, but an insurmountable challenge God has empowered you in your life to be a symbol of hope and really like erasing the word impossible. What would you say, Terry, to someone facing that insurmountable challenge today?
Well, I want everyone to know that our God is a loving God, mm-hmm. and He doesn't give too much for you to bear and to carry, that this is a beautiful life, and He has many gifts for all of us, and He's always there for you. My childhood was really terrible, but I knew that someone was there for me. On my run, I felt His presence every moment. Every step I took, I wanted to quit. Mm-hmm. Every step I took, I wanted to go home. The pain was unbearable. I really wasn't a long-distance runner. I only ran a couple of times. But there was a purpose of my being out there, to show you and everyone that if I could take all of those steps, if I could continue to run, I was just showing you that we all can get up and really run our own daily marathons, that God has His arms around us, and He knows that we can get through this day. And He's a very loving God, mm. and we are so fortunate to have Him in our lives. Mm-hmm. I'm just a vessel. I'm just someone who is there to show you that you can take that next step, and you are loved in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Terry, you have talked about being a hero to somebody. But before I ask you just this last thing, I just feel right now it would be a good time for us to just pause for a moment and just say a quick prayer for that someone who is facing that insurmountable challenge. This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Terry Hitchcock. If you'd like to learn more about our show or need prayer or want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of partner churches as well as partner businesses who can help meet your needs. Scripture for today, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Terry Hitchcock. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.